today is from the Brisbane Lions. We're heading north to Queensland, and it's Kate Lutkins. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. It's I guess it was a frustrating loss and not the result that you really wanted against Melbourne on the weekend. What's been the wash-up?
Yeah, look, not the result that we really wanted at all, but we really didn't bring the pressure and the intensity in the first half, and we knew it was always going to be a tough game and we were going to have to play the four quarters. So, it was really our first half that did let us down. And we did come back in the second half, but, yeah, just not enough time and we didn't manage to, so.
Now, I think the question on every Lions supporter's lips is, was that a free kick on the siren?
I'll just let the umpires handle that one. I'm not
good answer.
I'll let the umpires handle that one. So,
look, as a defender, you're probably miles away from it. All good.
We were talking earlier in our show about Sabrina Frederick-Traub and just how incredible she is overhead. She's leading the competition when it comes to contested marks. I mean, are you continually surprised by just how much she's improving and how she stands up when you need her to?
Yeah, she really does stand up when we need her to. Like, she's just absolutely phenomenal. And she takes those really all-important marks at the crucial times when we need them. And even if she doesn't take that ball, she's always creating that front and centre contest. I mean, I don't know how she does it half the time. She has three or four players to one on her. So it's absolutely amazing what she does up there. she's just a remarkable player. And I'm very thankful I play with her, not against her.
Yeah. How do you go at training, being a defender, having to train against someone like that?
Oh, look, I love training against Saz. You know, she pushes you, and you as a defender especially, and, you know, same in her shoes. Like, I like to train against the best, and Saz is one of the best, so I get everything I can off her during training sessions. So.
Now, it's clearly working, Kate, because you had a strong season last year personally, but this year you've gone to another level. What's changed for you?
Look, nothing. I don't know. Look, nothing's really changed. So I really put a lot into pre-season this year, into strength and conditioning. The programs that that Greeny provided us were amazing. They killed me. But I think the conditioning's really put me in good stead for the fitness side of the game, and just working and doing the extras with the coaches pre-training or post-training, and working with the girls, just, you know, on all the areas that we can look to improve on has really helped. So, yeah, it's just the extra conditioning and the fitness. And I think season two, a little bit more confidence and understanding, and I just get the environment and the level of competition a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you're an integral part of one of the best, like the stingiest defence in the competition. You only average 24 points against a game. What's the secret to the Lions' defence?
I don't think there's any secret. I think it's just all of us, the whole eight of us back there at the moment, we know our role and we play our role to the best of our ability. And we work really, really hard for each other, always having each other's backs, you know. Nick, she's always coming back under the flight of the ball, like no self-preservation whatsoever, just straight back, getting cleaned up almost every game. And we just take inspiration from those kinds of acts. But everyone just works really hard for each other and backs each other up, which I think is getting us the reputation that we have, I guess.
So AFLW players often have like a bit of a different pathway to footy. When did you start playing?
I started playing footy when I was 21.
Yep.
So a good 9 years ago now. I was playing, I used to play soccer and football, and the girls were like, come down, play some footy. I'm like, sweet, that sounds like good fun. Absolutely loved the first game I played. I think I was up front, scored a few goals, and it was just like, there's something about footy, just the energy and the vibe and just the culture around the team. Like, yeah, it's just an incredible game, and I've never looked back. I've always just played footy since. And had to give soccer and football a rest for now.
Would you like to sneak up forward at some point? Sounds like you're pretty excited to get those goals.
I absolutely love playing in the defence, and I think I made up the forward for three quarters of football last year, and I did get one goal last year. So if that's the only one I get, I'm happy with that. And I'm quite happy just defending them and trying to stop them as best as I can. So.
And now tell us about your day job, because we obviously know how well you play footy, but I believe you work in the Australian Defence Force. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a a driver in the Australian Defence Force, located at Enoggera Barracks in Brisbane.
Awesome. How did that come about? What made you decide to take that up as a career?
The Army was something I always wanted to do growing up. I'd see an Army truck on the highway and I really want to do that one day. So it was always in my future. I waited a few years and then eventually put my application in and got in and haven't really looked back from there. Like, yeah, it's amazing. It's a really good job to be a part of. You're always working in a team environment.
All right, Kate. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best for the rest of the season. Two games to go. We hope to see the Lions in the grand final once again, and hopefully you can go one step better.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks very much.
All right, our next guest joining us on Trailblazers today is from